Tipping point is a framework which shows how small changes to behaviour can successfully result in big achievements. The concept of a tipping point has long been used by sociologists. They are of the view that there is a point in time when large numbers of a population suddenly adopt what was once a minority view. For example, scientists found that when 10% of a population holds an unshaken belief, this new belief will be widely adopted by most people. The Canadian writer and thinker Malcolm Gladwell is famous for a number of books that help us understand human behaviour. In 2000, he published a book called The Tipping Point: How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference. The point of the book is neatly expressed in the title. Gladwell followed up this theory by arguing that there are three requirements to move an idea from being in a minority to taking a majority position. First, the right people. People influence people. Obviously, it is important to understand your audience. It's especially important to find the right kind of influencers who are prepared to pick up the ideas and spread them. There needs to be connectors, people who, as the term suggests, are connected with many others. If something is to spread, it needs connected people, and Gladwell called these people mavens. Mavens are information specialists who are particularly good at accumulating and distilling new knowledge. The right people must also include salespeople because they're able to persuade others that new ideas are worth adopting. In today's world, the many influencers that exist in social media will be regarded as mavens. Secondly, Gladwell said the idea needs to be sticky. By this, Gladwell meant that the message or the idea must be memorable, and various devices can be used to make an idea memorable. Repetition helps a lot, so do memory cues, things that are associated with a product or an idea. These could be graphics, colours, sounds, and things that evoke the senses. And thirdly, the idea must have context. The idea must be right for the moment. For example, when vandalism became a serious issue in New York, the concept of zero tolerance for minor crimes was able to take hold as a means of slowing down major crimes. Gladwell has a point here. It's difficult to persuade someone to eat a Chinese meal when they've just had a dinner. The time must be right for the idea to be adopted. In business, we use the tipping point to make marketing messages more effective. The starting point is to work out what message you want to communicate. It is helpful if the message is one with emotional appeal, such as, our product will last longer because it has more than 10% of material in it. The message must be targeted at the right people, the connectors, the mavens, and the salespeople. Devices should be built into the message so that it can be memorable. And finally, the message must make the complete sense to people. Are you fed up of having to replace the products you are currently using every 6 months? Let's have a look at the model in action. In his book, Gladwell uses the example of Hush Puppies, the soft and comfortable pigskin shoe made by the Wolverine Company of Rockford, Michigan. The company was founded in 1958, but by 1994, sales had flagged and they were down to 30,000 pairs a year. The shoes became popular amongst visitors to the clubs and bars of Manhattan, and fashion designers began featuring them in their collections. Soon they were worn by celebrities. The tipping point was passed, and through word of mouth, Wolverine sold 430,000 pairs of the shoes in 1995, and four times that number the next year. The reason for this growth was the surprising and the unpredictable acceptance of Hush Puppies as a style item for the hip group in Manhattan. These influencers are critical in the tipping point framework. They're the people who are well connected, looked up to, and who readily share their views with a wide audience. Here are some things to think about with tipping point. What is there about your products that's distinctive and different? With whom does this distinctive difference resonate? What could you do to encourage sales of your product amongst a key target audience? What scope is there for celebrity endorsement? How can you make the message about your product more contagious and have greater lasting impact? And who are the connectors, the mavens, the influencers, and the salespeople that can take your product forward?